here. Bird Show.
We know you guys, if you're at work and you're working behind a computer, my guess is 50% of your day is spent on work. 50% is playing solitaire, kicking a soccer ball straight up in the air, playing golf, whatever.
Not that I have ever had both windows opened up, like an Excel spreadsheet on one side and then got solitaire on the other, and you just click on one that covers the other when the boss comes by. I know that I'm the only one in the history of Atlanta that's ever done that.
There are programs that you can get where you, this might be the same thing you're saying, where
the panic button?
It's a where you run, it runs like underneath whatever you're doing, and if your boss hooks up, you just hit F1.
Or some, and it automatically
some key, and it goes to some screen that makes it look like whatever it is you work on at your office.
Yeah, I wonder if we could put a list together of the websites that you guys waste the most amount of time on. 404-741-1005, because this list is this could be hundreds.
Perez Hilton, Pink is the new blog.
Perez Hilton sucks, man.
At least there's something to read on that.
All the time.
At least there's something to read there. With others, it's like, you know, kicking a soccer ball up on a shoe for 3 hours.
Remember that one
that you can balance it right?
The one that you and I used to do with the throwing the wadded papers into the garbage can?
Yeah, that's another one. But you can't stop playing because you start to challenge yourself.
There was one that was so addictive. I don't know. It was all these colored blocks. And every time you'd hit one color, like the red block, if there was any adjoining
collapse.
Blocks, is that one? And
yes.
Yeah, collapse. And all of the colored blocks that were together would... Hours. I would play that for hours.
Have you ever been to the site where it's just like bubble wrap and you just put your cursor over and it?
It's virtual bubble wrap.
I can't stop.
I had to fix my parents' computer. Something happened to it. So it's the only time my parents call me. My dad's computer goes down. So he calls me up and he says, hey, can you fix the whatever? And so I can log on to their computer from mine at the house. So I'm looking at it, and there's this game called Poppers or Pop It or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's like that collapse thing with balloons and stuff. Ugh. So I'm supposed to be trying to fix why he can't get on America Online or whatever, and I end up popping red balloons for 2.5 hours. Like, not even on my own computer. Like, from Atlanta through Syracuse onto some... random game. So if my parents, they could have been sitting there watching their monitor going, what is he doing? Like, fix it.
I'm going to tell you about the most superficial and catty website that you guys will spend all day long on today as soon as I take these calls. And if you're calling up with websites, just make sure there's not going to be a whole bunch of boobies hanging out and stuff. Morning, Laura. You're on the Burt Show, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I love Pop It, by the way, Jeff. That's a great game. I look on this website called oddtod.com.
Oddtod.com.
Yes, and it's written by this cartoonist who's been unemployed for the last few years, probably because he went on websites all the time, but... and he just does, you know, he does cartoons, and he does stories, and he, you know, gets people to write in their interesting stories. It's actually good stuff, so good reading material.
Oddtod.com.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, Erin. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, the game Sudoku. I play a lot. It's www.sudoku.com, I think.
And it's just program after program of these Sudoku games?
Sudoku games, yeah. Like the number games.
My mother-in-law is so into this
thing. I have a confession to make. When I was at the bookstore, I was getting something else at the bookstore recently, and on the discount rack was... like, you know, like beginner Sudoku, and I actually bought it because I thought, you know what? I'm mad that I don't know how to do something that's in the paper every day. I still haven't opened that book
I
up.
I still don't know how to do that puzzle on the comic page where every, like, other letter is circled.
Yeah.
And then the jumble. I don't know how that crap works. I don't think you're allowed to do those unless you're over 78.
Shauna, good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
My guilty pleasure is GwinnettCountySheriff.com.
Oh, what's on there?
Well, if you have violated the law in the past 31 days, your mugshot will be up there.
Oh, that is cool.
That is
pretty cool.
Awesome.
It has your charges, your bond, your address, your mugshot.
Ooh, what'd he do?
I have never been on there, knock on wood, thank God. So, just about anybody. I don't know if you know anybody in Gwinnett County. Go check it out.
So where do you...
Which link?
Yeah, where do you look?
It's where do I live?
No, where do you look?
On the web? Just go to GwinnettCountySheriff.com. www.GwinnettCountySheriff.com.
And then
you go to Docket Book.
And where?
Docket Book.
Docket Book. There it is.
You know what you guys got to do there is, without reading what they did, look at the picture and try to guess what they did, and then look to see what they really did. Try it.
Okay. Here, well, I'll play. What'd she do?
Shoplifting.
You didn't even hesitate.
Bert?
she carjacked somebody. She put a world of hurt on somebody.
Oh, honey.
Can you get arrested for just looking bad?
She used to date her, Lawrence?
No, she looks like possession of crack.
She assaulted somebody.
I was going to go with, I like Melissa's. So I was going to say assault. Let me go back here and see the charges.
She's a badass for sure.
Against her. Materials on windshield, trafficking cocaine.
Lawrence!
When the circle gets the square.
It's only because I spent a lot of time in Gwinnett County Jail.
What if I just give you the name and you tell me what kind of criminal he is? Like, what do you think somebody named Anthony Allen is up to?
Anthony Allen?
He knifed somebody.
Nope.
Marijuana possession.
He's trying to get a bunch of people in a pyramid scheme.
Why, you know that guy, Lawrence?
He burgled. What about Ray Ronald?
He's a child molester.
He's definitely.
See, if he had a middle name like Lee, then he's a serial killer.
Right. Nope.
Ray Lee Ronald.
Nope. He's a thief.
Oh, burgled too.
It was. I don't know. I was thinking about him dressing up like Ronald.
How about
McDonald.
Rodney Terry?
Rodney Terry.
Uh huh.
Rodney Terry. He did something superficial.
Pot possession.
Theft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, barely even a joint on that guy.
I'm going, what a bummer if you recently got arrested by Gwinnett County and you're going, right now you're praying, please Jeff, don't say my name. Please Jeff, don't say my name. Please Jeff, don't say my name. All right, where did it go? Let me see what Rodney Terry did.
Don't leave me hanging, dude. I gotta know how much weed Rodney Terry had on him.
I don't think Rodney
Terry. He was in a Gwinnett County park
with
it,
too. His charges aren't coming up.
Yeah. That must be a big file.
Good morning, Spencer. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Listen, this is one that's almost fitting for the, one's called killsometime.com.
And what's that one do?
You got all kinds of videos to pictures and stuff, but it's videos. It's nothing that's risky or anything. It's videos from people doing from funny stuff to being absolutely, totally stupid, but it's addicting, though.
All right, killsometime.com. Well, thank you. This one sounds like it has a lot of potential here. Good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, Bert. Yes, I have one. It's called uglydresses.com.
Nice.
And there are pictures of horrific weddings. There's a prom dress in there where the girl is pregnant going to prom and has her belly cut out of the dress.
Oh, that's great.
They're horrific.
That's great.
Hours of fun. And the girl that runs the site, like, writes little stories about each one. It is hilarious.
Uglydresses.com.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Okay, the website that I want to share with you is pretty much, it's kind of the same thing, but this one is called weddingbetting.com. weddingbetting. And essentially, it is, you remember the website amihot.com?
Yeah, right.
Where somebody would put a picture up and you would rate them from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 or whatever. These are couples that just recently got engaged or recently got married, so their wedding pictures are up online, and you vote on 5 different choices. Barely past the altar, how long the couple will last. Barely past the altar, 1 year, 5 years, 8 years, 15 years, or happily ever after. And after you vote, the average score of everybody that voted before you comes up also. So, like, in this case, this couple got a 4.5 years, and 75% of the people that voted said that they're going to get divorced.
Can we
put your wedding pictures up?
Yeah, can we put our own pictures up?
Sure.
Unless
we can put yours up, too.
I have no wedding pictures, Jen. and I never will.
Damn you for killing the bit, Melissa.
But they will predict how long it'll last.
Hey, Jen, I don't know if you've caught on to this, but
Melissa's a lesbian.
I didn't mean wedding pictures. I just mean pictures of you and Katie Jo.
And the Georgia legislature just doesn't like me.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what. You don't have to put your picture up if you can accurately tell me what Edward Lee White did.
Oh, well, he's got 3 names.
Yep.
Oh, he killed somebody.
I think he is an animal serial killer. Like, he's not quite up to humans.
No, I'm going with statutory rape.
He put a screwdriver right between somebody's eyes.
He was busted for violating his probation and carrying a weapon.
Oh. A screwdriver.
No.
That's who we're going to put you up, Melissa. It's going to be you with Edward Lee White. Let's see how long the two of you last.
We'll Photoshop you guys together.
You know what we need to do? We need to put a picture up there. Bert will put you and Stacy, of course. Jen, you and Ryan, me and Jessica. But then I think Bert and I each need to put our picture up with Melissa.
And see who lasts longer.
And we have to see who is going to have a longer relationship, Melissa and I or Jessica and I.
Shannon, good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
That's great.
Good morning.
Hey.
Televisionwithoutpity.com.
And what is that?
They basically do recaps of television shows, but they are hilarious. And what's really sad is I actually watch the shows and then still read the recaps just to get their...
Oh, that would be fun.
...take on it. They also have, like, a little store where they do T-shirts and stuff that have, like, really oblique references to shows, just completely random.
Okay.
There is some tabloid website that Jessica has... that I'm instant messaging her right now to see if she'll send it back to me, but it's a tabloid website where basically they read all of the tabloids, summarize the stories, and post them all online.
Oh, yeah?
So you don't have to go out and buy all the tabloids, but it's like everything that's in the Star, the Inquirer, or Us Weekly or whatever.
We'll have all these websites up online at allthehitsq100.com.
Here, Bert Show.